We're up to Simin Resh Mem Gimel. We are up to Sif Beis. So just to basically recap what we did yesterday, the halacha was like this. If I own something, if I own a business, and I would like a non-Jew to be running it on Shabbos, or be running it all together, and he's going to work on Shabbos as well, the halacha was that there are ways that it was permissible and ways that it's not permissible. We first discussed the case of a field. If I own a field and I give it over to a sharecropper, in which case he does malacha when he feels like it and he gets a share of the profit, that's called that he's doing the work for himself, adai d'nafshei ka'avid, and it is totally permissible. Similarly, if I lease him the field and he gets 100% of the profit and all I'm getting is the fee for leasing, since it is bahavlah, it is together with the fee for leasing it on Yemel Sachol, that is totally permissible, even though I benefit from it, meaning I'm getting part of that leasing fee, including Shabbos, even though he's doing malacha on Shabbos itself. Whereas, in a case where he is getting no share in the profits whatsoever, I am paying him to do the work. He's a salaried worker. Whether he's being salaried by time or by getting the job done, he's a contractor. The halacha is that it is usur in the case of a sada, where I'm paying him by the day and telling him to work on Shabbos, it is absolutely usur, skir yom, mi'ikar hadin. Where I am paying him for the job and he could do it at any time, it's still usur because of mara sayin, since people will see that he gets no share of it, they're going to think that it was done as a skir yom. The second case was the case of a bathhouse, where this is a bathhouse that exists for pay. I give it to someone else to run for me, a non-Jew, and he is running it on Shabbos as well. So here there's a problem. Since the norm in a bathhouse is not to have it done by way of schiris or arisus, generally speaking, you don't give it over to someone who has a share in the profits. Generally, it is done as schiris yom. The halachi is that it is usur even ba'arisus or v'schiris. I can't lease it and I can't give him a share in the profits. In either case, it is usur because of maris ayin. People will think that it is a schiris yom, says the Mechaber. Now, and then the Mechaber had told us after that, that an oven has the same halachis as a bathhouse, whereas a flour mill, has the same halacha as a field, depending on the norms. So now the Mechaber tells us, afilu merchatz o taner, even in the case of a merchatz or an oven, which is the same halacha as a merchatz, im hischiram shana achar shana, v'nisparsim adaval yedekach, shein darko liskor polim el laskiram, if year after year you lease it out, and everybody knows that the normal way of doing it for you is by way of leasing, the chain, and therefore it never really was considered yours. People didn't see this as something that you ever operated, so it never got the Jewish name. The chain in minig rov anshei amakom laskiram olitnam barisus, or it becomes the done thing in your society to have the person running it take either all the profits and lease it from you, or at least get a share in the profits. The halacha there is mutar laskiram lein yehudi olitn lo barisus. So there, arisus and schiris are going to be mutter. However, if he gets no share in the profits, it's still going to be aser. So the chiddush of the Mechaber is that there is no maris ayin in a place where the norm is with schiris or arisus, or there is no maris ayin where people never saw you doing any work there. They know that you've always given it over to somebody else to do for you. Now, what happens if the minig is beschiris? Meaning the minig is, say, I have a bathhouse, and the normal way to go about it is to lease it to somebody else who will run the business. And I go ahead and do it by arisus. I share the profits with him, which is totally unheard of. It's something very rare. Nevertheless, it's mutter because people are going to think that this was done by way of schiris. Now, also, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Beis Yosef, B'Shem HaGaonim, that what happens if you bought something and rented it out to a non-Jew immediately afterwards. So he says that it never got the Jewish name on it and all these halachas wouldn't apply. Then we go further. In the case where a Jew rented it from a non-Jew and then rented it out to another non-Jew, so we say that that's also mutter because nobody knew that it was ever yours. V'afilu b'makom ha'asurim ein amerchetz o atanar shel Yisrael rak socha me'ein Yehudi. V'chazer v'skirim le'ein Yehudi shari, de'ein shem Yisrael nikra olav. If it was never yours, you rented it from him. It's not, you don't own it. You rented it from him and then rented it to another non-Jew. That is mutter. There's a machlokas achronim, whether or not, if like in the very beginning you did operate it, if now that you're renting it to another non-Jew, if we say that it is still considered a situation where there won't be marasayin, the bir halacha comes out lamaskana lahakel, that even though you ran it for a time, but if you really only rented it and now rent it out, the halacha is that it's mutter. Further, the Ramah says, V'cheinim yesh merchatz beveis dira. You have a bathhouse in your own apartment, v'ein rotzim merchatz rak osin shebebeiso, and all the people who live in that building use it and they pay you for it. V'heim yodim shesachru ein Yehudi. And they know that you leased it to a non-Jew, even though that's not the norm. But since this is not something public, it's something that is limited to a small area, and the people who live in that area know that it was done b'schiras, there is no maris ayin, and the halacha is that it is mutter. What happens if it's in a rishus harabim? Then even if it's just the local people that use it, the halacha is that it's still aser. Or let's say it's in the house, but people come from all over the place, there still would be an iser of maris ayin. Now, what happens if it's in a different rishus? It's not in your rishus, but other people use it. There is a machlokas rishonim. Excuse me, machlokas achronim in that, and the Sharatzin has a problem with it. He wants to know if the Jew ever used it, ever ran it, it should be aser. And if the Jew never ran it, then it should be mutter anyway. Like, where do you ever have a case that this machlokas should apply? Now, further. What happens if you rented it out, your merchatz, your taner, in a way that it is aser? Yesh omrim sheschara mutter. Some says b'dieved you can keep the money. V'yesh omrim sheaser. Others say you have to return the money. V'chein ikr. We go with the second daya that you cannot keep the money. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's no real machlokas here. It depends on why it was aser. If it was aser mi'ikr adin, then it's also to be nana from it, even b'dieved. Whereas if it was only also because of maris ayin, so there the halachi is that b'dieved you're allowed to use it. So of the cases that we learned, it would turn out that so long as it was be ba'arisus or v'schirus, you either leased it or you took a share of it. Even say in a merchatz where that's not normally done, since the only iser is maris ayin, b'dieved you would be allowed to be nana from it. In the case of schir yom, it's going to be aser even b'dieved. In the case of kablanus, where you're paying him for the job and not telling him that he's got to work on Shabbos, so there we saw that there's a difference between a merchatz and a soda. In a soda, that's only also because of maris ayin, so b'dieved it would be mutter. People will think that it was schir yom. Whereas in the case of a merchatz, it's understood that he's got to work every day of the week, or he's not providing you with the share that you deserve. So that would be also mi'ikar adin also, and would therefore be also even b'dieved.